Welcome to Fate Family and the Force. I'm Annabeth.
And I'm Oliver.
Fate Family and the Force is a podcast about just that, our faith, our family, and our experiences as Oliver is in the Air Force.
And on today's episode, we talk about our trip to Chicago. But first, a word from our sponsor.
All right, so we went to Chicago a couple weekends ago for Memorial Day weekend. And before we went, I had told Oliver, like, oh, we should do a podcast about our trip to Chicago and what we did and what we saw and how we liked it, I guess. And now we are going to tell you about it, but we did not do much or see much of Chicago.
Guys, so Annabeth and I have, I'll just preface it with, if you didn't know, when we do our vacations, we normally base them around a baseball stadium. So if you were watching our Instagram or talking to us, people are like, oh, where are you going? And we're like, to go see a baseball stadium. And so we went to Chicago to see the White Sox stadium. Yes, everybody was like, well, you know the Cubs are there, like Wrigley Field's there. But like, yes, we know. And
we couldn't, I mean, we probably could have, but we didn't want to pay for both a White Sox ticket and a Cubs ticket in the same weekend because it's kind of expensive. And so the White Sox just worked out better for us. And that gives us an excuse to go back again and do Chicago and see the Cubs play.
Yes. And I love Chicago. It was a cool city. So how do you want to start this? Like when we flying out there, like yeah. The whole shebang?
Well, we didn't take Jude with us, and which I was kind of nervous about. It was the longest I'd left him. But also I was excited because we were like, you know, going to get some adult time, have drinks, do adult things, you know? And so I was so excited about that, and we were going to get to see the stadium, and we had all Saturday where we didn't really have anything planned. We were just going to walk around all over the city all day and see all the sights and just kind of wing it and see what happened. And none of that happened. So we're flying out. We get there on Friday, good flight, get there. It is cold and raining. Not what I expected. I know it's Chicago and it's like, oh, it's cold and raining and windy, all that. But it still is May, almost June. I didn't think it was going to be.
Well, it was 80 degrees in Florida and sunny and perfect weather, like the perfect beach day. We were like, oh, let's go to Chicago today. And so we fly up to Chicago. And like she said, we get there and it's like 45 and just windy, which that's why they call it the Windy City, right? And rainy. And even our Uber driver is like, yeah, today like kind of sucks, but this weekend's going to be great. And the weather did turn out better.
Yeah, that was really the only bad weather day that we had was the day that we got there. So it was fine. And we check into our hotel. Y'all, our hotel, literally, I'll post on our Instagram the view. It was the best view, the coolest view hotel like we've ever stayed in. If I go back to Chicago, I would be like, I want that exact room again because it was the coolest.
Yeah, we were very fortunate to stay in like a corner room facing Lake Michigan, and the pictures and just ambiance are just, oh my goodness, it was super beautiful. You could see Navy Pier, you could see the whole like parks and gardens that is right there in downtown Chicago by the Riverwalk and stuff. It was absolutely gorgeous.
Huge highlight of the trip. So then we go get, we're like, let's go get pizza for dinner. Like we're in Chicago, right? Chicago pizza. So we go to this place that our Uber driver said was pretty good and get on the wait list, you know, or whatever. And she said it was going to be about 45 minutes. They weren't letting people because of COVID. You couldn't wait inside or anything. So we were standing kind of outside. We were under the covered part mostly, so we weren't getting rained on. But it was cold and windy. We were standing outside and We weren't mad about it though. We were like, oh, it's Chicago. It's part of the experience. We're going to get good pizza soon. All of that. About 45 minutes goes by. The people that had gone right before us went in and I was like, oh yeah, we're next. It's going to be like in a, just a couple more minutes. We're going to go get the text message or whatever that tells us it's our turn. We're going to go inside. It's going to be great. It's going to be the best pizza ever. Then two other couples that got there after us went in and I was like getting so mad because I was hungry and I was like, how are these people skipping us? This is crazy.
Oh my goodness, guys. And so I then went in and Annabeth left this part of the story out, but on the wait list, they asked for our cell phone number and our name and they put it in their iPad and like, you'll receive a text message. And I was like, well, it's been an hour and all these people have gone. I haven't got a text. I'm sure it's like, it's probably something wrong. So I go talk to the lady and the guy up there at the counter and they're like, I'm like, hey, did you guys have my cell phone number wrong? It's 66. Oh, I'm just kidding, guys. Thought you were going to get my digits. But so I tell them my number and they replaced the number was wrong. And they were like, oh yeah, just the mask and stuff. And I was like, no, dude, like, oh, we want our table now. Like, this is ridiculous. And I kind of got all like super aggressive about it and stuff, but I was getting hungry too. And then we sat down and the poor waiter who like was just been working inside all day, like, was like, how's everything? How's it going? And I'm like, dude, it's terrible. It's just like, bring us our food. Like, we've been waiting an hour. And so we get our salad, and it was pretty good salad. And then we get our pizza, which we pre-ordered our pizza when we were waiting. So by the time we'd sat down, it would be ready.
It wasn't ready.
It wasn't ready. It wasn't ready. It still needed to be like completely thawed and made and cooked. It was ridiculous. I'm not happy.
Anyway, so, but did you like the pizza?
I did. I liked it because it was like super unique. I never get deep dish pizza. Like, I just never order it. I never think about it. I'm always like, oh, Domino's or Papa John's, like basic pizza, you know, it's easy. But I liked the crust. I liked the sauce. It was super tomato-y and it was awesome, but it was different. And like our Uber driver told us that, but I didn't expect that it would be like super, like you're eating a fried mozzarella stick, like cheese and whole tomatoes. Like, it was good. I liked it. And Annabeth, what did you think?
I did not like it. The crust was the only good part to me. I did not like, I don't like eating tomatoes. Like, I'm fine with tomato sauce and stuff, but it was too much tomato and pieces, like big chunks of tomato on it. The sausage, it was too much. The sausage was the same thing, and I like sausage, but it was too much. And then the cheese was like when you bite into a mozzarella stick from Sonic, you know, that thick cheese that comes out. That was the cheese on the pizza. And I was like, what is this? I did not like it.
Yeah. It was, what do you think about the crust? The crust I thought was the best part.
Yeah, the crust was good.
Okay, so we had our pizza experience, then we get back to the hotel, and we watch a movie and hang out, and then Saturday morning comes, and we get the beautiful sunrise in our hotel because we're facing the east and everything, and Saturday, I wanted to go see Cloud Gate, I wanted to walk around Navy Pier and all the park and everything. I had all the, we were going to probably cover like 15 miles that day, just walking and walking and having a good time, like seeing Chicago. What happened on Saturday, Annabeth?
So I woke up early, like 5:50 or something, and I was like, I don't feel very good. Maybe I just need to go back to sleep. Couldn't go back to sleep. Oliver wakes up, and I'm like, I don't feel that good. And I'm thinking, like, maybe it's the travel, not sleeping enough, we didn't eat. Like, that pizza was our only actual meal we had the day before. And so, you know, whatever. Then the longer I'm awake, I'm like getting nauseous, right? And Oliver's like, okay, let's go get some food. Let's go get breakfast. And I'm like, I'm going to throw up. Like, I need to throw up before we leave. And so he's like, here, I have this Pepto, like, take this Pepto. And I'm like, if I put that in my mouth, I will throw up. Like, it was, you know, I mean, y'all know how you feel when you need to throw up. Okay. I don't need to go into that much detail. And so,
like, so as a pilot, Pepto and Imodium fix everything. There's just so many times where you're like, oh, my stomach, I feel nauseous. Like, I don't feel good. Like, I'm dehydrated. And you're just like, take some Pepto, dude. It'll fix it. So that's what I was kind of hoping for.
Yeah. So anyways, I throw up. I'm like, okay, I feel better, right? Because that's usually, you usually feel better after you throw up. So I'm like, I think I can go to breakfast now. And maybe if I eat some food, that will help too. All of that. So we go walk not very far from our hotel, get some breakfast, and the breakfast was good. And then I'm like, why don't we go back to the hotel and like rest for a little bit, see how I'm feeling before we go walk around all day. And we get back to the hotel. You can tell this part.
So we walk back to the hotel, and I knew we were in trouble because Annabeth was like, slow down, you're walking too fast. I was like, oh goodness, I'm not even walking that fast. And it's kind of windy out, so we were kind of cold and stuff. But we get into the hotel, we get in the elevator, and it's one of those elevators you got to put your key in and like then hit the button.
And we were pretty high up, right?
Yeah, we were like on the 20-something floor. And so we're going, and then she just looks at me. She's like, I'm going to throw up. And I'm like, we're on an elevator. It's just her and I. And so she rips off her face mask and's like, where do I throw up in the elevator? I'm just like, in the corner? Like do it like a normal college student or something, just up in the corner of the elevator. And she's like, no, takes off her hat. When I say her hat, it's really my hat that she stole from the closet. So she's wearing my Callaway hat for golf. Pukes all in my hat, and I'm just like, nice, there goes that hat. And like, of course, it's like a trucker kind of hat, like it has, and so it's just leaking out of the back. Oh, sorry guys. I'm not gonna get into all the details. Anyway, so it's everywhere, as you can imagine. Door opens, throw the hat away, there's throw up everywhere, run to the room, continues to go to the bathroom, and like, oh, it's just all downhill from there. And I'm sad and mad because the whole Saturday I'm like, I'm feeling good. I ate a bunch of corned beef hash for breakfast and like 5 cups of coffee. I'm ready to take on Chicago. Bring it on. Okay.
And so I really don't feel that bad. Like I threw up the rest of the day, but I would throw up and I would feel a lot better. And then I would slowly, you know, get worse and worse and worse until I threw up again, feel better, you know, the cycle. And so I'm like, I'm really fine. Like, just leave me, just leave me in the bed, in the room, go walk around, go see the stuff you want to see. It's fine. And so finally Oliver's like, okay, I'm going to go walk around for a little bit. I'll be back. Call me if you need anything, you know, whatever. And I'm like, cool. I'm just going to lay here, watch college softball and throw up.
Oh my gosh. So my only objective was to get pizza, to go see Cloud Gate, also,
which is the bean.
Which is the bean in Chicago, the big metal bean that everyone knows, and to go see a White Sox game. That was the only three things Annabeth and I like had to do to have a successful weekend. And we planned our weekend around those things. Mm-hmm. If we get to do those, we win. And so I'm like dead set. And I'm like, okay, Cloudgate is like a mile and a half from our hotel. That's easy down there. And I can walk back and see all this cool stuff I want to see, like that we've been looking. We could see all of it from our hotel window. So Annabeth literally could watch me walk all this if she wanted to.
I didn't.
But so I like get going. I'm like, make it down to Cloudgate. And I'm looking at it. And there's just hundreds of people like sitting there looking at it and taking selfies. And I'm really impressed with it. And I could go on to this whole like transcendentalist type movement about how cool it was and stuff. But like, it kind of was like unimpressive also because it was like dirty on top and kind of scratched. Like it needed to be, their bean needed to be polished. And so I was just like, okay, cool. And so I saw it like sat there. And then I like started walking back. Halfway back, I'm like, oh no. It's hot out here. Just like the TikTok. Exactly. And I'm just like, this is not good. Why am I sweating? Like, I haven't sweated this whole weekend. Like, this is crazy. I don't sweat when I walk. And I was like, nope, feeling nauseous. I'm like, start to walk faster. And I'm like, I don't know if I need to go to the bathroom and throw up. Like, this isn't good. Get back to the hotel and just start taking off my clothes. Like, I'm just like, I can't. I'm getting like naked. Like a toddler. Like Jude would just take off all his clothes. And and then I proceeded to get sick. And Annabeth was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no. And just throwing up in the toilet. It was bad, guys. So needless to say, we spent the rest of Saturday watching the best show you can watch when you're sick, Harry Potter and The Office.
And like, looking out of our beautiful window.
And just looking at like the most beautiful Chicago day you can think of and just being like, I hate my life. This is terrible. Like, I'm sick. But we got through that Saturday.
Yes. And so basically I was like, clearly this Saturday is a wash. Like, we're not going to try to do anything. We're not going to be eating any food. We're not leaving the room. You know, all of that. So our only hope is that it's just a 24-hour bug and we can make it still to the game on Sunday. So that was like what I started praying. Like, please let us be okay tomorrow. Please let us be okay tomorrow. We came all the way here to see the White Sox play. Like, everything else can suck this trip, but if we don't get to see the White Sox, I'll be upset, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I remember just praying, and I just remember being like, God, help me. And like Annabeth, she's probably asleep, and I'm just sitting in the bathroom like, no, this isn't good. Like, I tried to lay down in the bathroom and I couldn't.
I know, because you had put towels on the floor.
I was like, this is where I'm going to sleep tonight because, like, I don't feel good. This isn't good. And so I think, I don't even remember what time I fell asleep Saturday night. Like,
no, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was weird. It was one of those, like, I was in a fever and just kind of all over the place. Anyway, so we woke up Sunday morning. How did you feel?
I felt way better and like, I don't know, better. And I knew I was very weak and very tired, but I knew I was done throwing up, you know?
Yeah. So I woke up Sunday morning, and if you think about the timeline, I was probably about 6 hours behind Annabeth and her whole sickness. So I woke up Sunday morning, like, still hurting, but not necessarily like needing to throw up, but like still nauseous. And I probably rode that right up until like our Uber got there and was like, okay, I think I can do this. And then we get to the stadium, take an Uber ride from the hotel to the stadium. It isn't that far, but we definitely couldn't have walked it. And like, we get there and it's super cool. It's super nice, like, great stadium. Like, would recommend if you go to Chicago and you get to pick between Wrigley and the White Sox.
Well, we can't say that because we haven't been to Wrigley, but I was very impressed.
I was going to say, just flip a coin and just go for one or the other, okay. But like, don't sleep on the White Sox. Don't be disappointed if you get flipped a coin and it's for the White Sox. Yeah, like,
it was great.
It's okay.
It was great, and I loved the team. Like, they were so fun. They did really well. Loved the stadium. It was clean. I felt super safe. We didn't eat much food, but they had a lot of food options.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, is when we get there and all the smells of, like, the hot dogs and pizza and beer, I was just like, ugh.
Yes, but we were fine. It was really probably good for us to be outside in the sun, walking a little bit, not much, but a little. And then mainly we just got to sit there and watch baseball. So it was a good activity for after you've been sick, I think.
What was your favorite part of the baseball game?
Billy Hamilton, who I already loved because I saw him play when he played for the Reds, which I'm kind of a Reds fan. Didn't even know he played for the White Sox now. And he hit a home run, and it was awesome.
What was so cool about that home run?
Okay, so he hit the home run. We were sitting kind of in the outfield of the on the third baseline, and we were right near the
bullpen.
Why can I not remember that? Right near the bullpen. And so when he hit the home run, it went into the bullpen, right? And one of the players or coaches came out and got the ball and was going to throw it to someone around. We didn't get it. Don't worry. So he was going to throw it to someone, you know, around our area. And don't worry. I did try though. I was standing up like, throw it to me, please. And of course he threw it to a little kid. We have to bring Jude with us next time. So the little kid got it. He ran back up. He was sitting in the row right behind us. And then I couldn't even be mad that he got it because it was the cutest thing. His dad was like, oh my gosh, like you got Billy Hamilton's home run ball. Like was so happy. And the kid was like, yeah, it was so cute.
I almost started crying. Like I'm tearing up just thinking about it right now because it was such a sweet father-son moment. And then they like sat there and talked about who Billy Hamilton was and all this stuff.
They looked up his stats and he was like, that's the only his second home run he's hit all season and you have it. It was so cute.
That was my favorite part too.
You know what I did like? This is not even anything about the game or anything, but the amount of dads with their daughters at the baseball game made me so happy because I grew up as a little girl, like loving sports and like going to sporting events with my parents. And it just makes me so happy when like we literally saw a family and it was a mom and a dad and three daughters, like no boys, and they can still come and like love baseball just because you're a girl, you know? And I love that.
Dang, I love that too, babe. I didn't notice that. Probably because I was still hurting and just trying to like not get hit by a foul ball. But yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, what would you like rank the stadium out of 10, I guess?
Out of the 10 we've seen?
No. Like one out of 10. Like 10 being the best or worst?
The best.
Okay. Yeah. 10 being the best. What would you... give it.
Well, like my criteria for stadiums can kind of get weird because I like look at everything from like the concrete, like how it feels on when you're walking around, to the lighting, to just overall what the seats are like for everyone, not and just the nice
how place. Other fans are acting.
Yeah, fan interaction's huge because like I don't know, I'm always looking for like a team whom I wouldn't mind being a season ticket holder. Like that's my like criteria. Like would I want to make this team like my thing if I was going to buy season tickets? Chicago White Sox is pretty up there. Like I would say probably like a 7 to an 8. Like yeah. I could see like we left that game and I'd be like, I'm partially of a White Sox fan. Yeah. Like I'm not afraid to admit it. Go Sox.
Same. And we both got White Sox hats since I threw up in Oliver's. We were like, let's get some new hats today.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
I would agree. I really liked it. And it wasn't a super like unique stadium, I would say. It was very like classic baseball stadium, which I liked about it. But it was clean. The fans were awesome. Team was awesome, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And then, so we went back Sunday after the game, and I think I fell asleep at like 7 p.m. and woke up at like 7 a.m. and was feeling 20 times better.
We felt so much better on Monday. Yeah, Monday morning. It was crazy. But overall, not a great trip, but Sunday kind of made it okay, and the view from the hotel made it okay, and we're definitely going to go back to Chicago and experience more of it because we really did like it.
Yeah, I love Chicago, big fan. I thought the city, the way the like what are those skyscrapers called, Yeah, those buildings, the skyscrapers are, but also like the clean. It was really clean. Like I was surprised, like because you go to New York and New York's kind of dirty. Like,
and it was kid friendly.
Yeah, I definitely would say I saw a lot more kids there than I had in any other big city. But it had this like Midwestern, so like it was almost a weird smash up between St. Louis and Memphis, which are all cities dear to my heart.
Bigger.
Yeah, but bigger. It was way bigger. And it was just crazy cool. And something about like maybe, you know, Interstate 55 starting in Chicago and running through St. Louis, Memphis, and New Orleans. Like those are good cities.
All right. I don't know what else.
So the last thing I want to say is when we were in the airport and we were at McDonald's, we went to McDonald's. Annabeth and I don't eat.
On the way back after we could eat again.
Yeah. So we're in O'Hare Airport at our gate. And I was like, let's get some chicken nuggets. Like, let's just split some. We order, y'all, the 20 nuggets and two French fries were like $7.50. A 10-piece nugget, French fries, and a drink was like $9.50. What is up with that? Like, and guess who didn't get 20 nuggets? We didn't, because Annabeth said we only needed 10.
We did not need 20 nuggets, especially we weren't going to eat 20 after we had been throwing up. Our appetite was little.
Yeah, she's right. We ended up eating like, I ate like 6, yeah. And she ate like 4 and ate most of the fries. So... But yeah, also last bit of advice, never tell your wife that, oh my gosh, you destroyed those fries, because like that's not good. Anyways, it was a good trip. No complaints besides being sick. Like, I mean, that's
that pizza.
The pizza wasn't bad. It's just, it wasn't great. You know, maybe we need to try a New York style, different styles of pizza. So
let's go straight to Italy and get some pizza.
I don't know why you think Italy made pizza, babe.
Did they not?
No, my gosh. Y'all, that is the question. What is the origin of pizza?
Okay, let's go straight to Italy and get some pasta. They didn't invent pasta.
Y'all, this is too easy, too easy.
Oh, goodness. Oh, pulled my hair.
Oh gosh. All right, guys, so we hope you enjoy the podcast.
Tell us your favorite MLB stadium, your favorite city you've ever been to, or your terrible you got sick on vacation stories.
Yeah, so I've enjoyed talking about this was awesome to record, and I've had a good time.
Me too.